Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
Welcome this week's guest on the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, Mr. Terrence Tillman. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, boss? How you doing?
I'm fine, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think we met on the Black Podcast Network.
Yes, sir.
You was reaching out about fathers and manhood, and I say, me. I got a little experience with that. So, yeah, we recently did your show. Looking forward to seeing that. And I say, well, let's do my show. So we can hit two birds, one bird with two songs, or however they say that.
Two birds and one stone.
Yeah, something like that. Get it out the way so we can already have this in the archives. Yep. Well, how you doing, my man?
Oh, man, pretty good, man. Can't complain. Like you said, I appreciate you returning, you know, just reversing it back to me, you know what I'm saying? Say, yo, I'll have you on your podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I always appreciate a good collaboration, man. So
yeah, man. Like I always say, all we got is each other. If we don't support each other and tell people about it ourselves, I mean, who's going to tell us? We can't depend on the system. We are the system for each other.
Yep.
Yeah, and 100%. I like highlighting positive. People that's doing, you know, good stuff in the community, and you like to highlight fatherhood, manhood, and stuff on the positive terms. So I'm like, I gotta have you on my show. It's a must.
Yes, sir.
It's a must because people need to know we out here. We just, you know, we don't look for the spotlight, but, you know, every now and then we need to remind people that we do exist and we haven't gone anywhere. We just out here doing what we know we're supposed to do, and we don't need no accolades and, you know, no data boys and all that stuff, you know?
Absolutely. It's 100.
Yeah. So tell us a little about Terrence Tillman. You got a podcast, and what else do you do? And, you know, where you from? How it all started? So, who are you?
Yeah, man. So one, you know, born and raised out of Queens, New York, you know, first and foremost, you know, recently relocated to the West Coast, you know, so just kind of getting that little West Coast living, get out the snow, you know, get into some palm trees, you know. but yeah, you know, I had started a podcast in 2020 called Conversations of the Heart with T-Till. Started it right in the middle of the pandemic and right in the middle of all the George Floyd protests. And, you know, a lot of that was a time. You know, between the pandemic and the, you know, the protests and George Floyd, you know, I kind of got on with one of my boys and we had just an raw, unfiltered conversation. And people afterwards hit me and said, oh, my God, like we need more conversations like this. And that's really what birthed the podcast. And now we off to the races in our fourth season, you know, had many people on the show talking about real things, you know, real situations with real life. You know, I've had people on that buried their children with brain cancer. I've had entrepreneurs on, you know, as long as to me, it's not about the following. You know, I've had people with over 750,000 followers on, and then I've had people with 75 followers on. To me, it's not about the following, you know, it's about the message. And if you can impart some wisdom into our community, that's what the show is about. And, you know, we don't do stuff for clout, you know, or anything like that, or shock value, you know, it's just real world conversations. And we could all learn from each other. There are people that look just like me and you that have great stories, that have great wisdom, you know, knowledge. And like you came on my show and you dropped wisdom about fatherhood and manhood and things like that. Right. We need that, you know? So, you know, yeah. So, you know, we're not fourth season, you know, of the show, you know, it's rolling. As far as me, you know, I do a lot of career coaching as well. You know, I used to work in the nonprofit sector, teaching job readiness training courses to the underserved and doing their resumes and hooking them up with jobs and things like that. And then, you know, that kind of just transitioned over into the corporate world where, you know, I've done, you know, have years of experience in corporate recruiting and job, you know, job training and things like that. So, you know, that transitioned also over into my own business where, you know, I do a lot of career coaching, you know, resume writing, resume reviews and things like that. I'm a certified life coach. Do a lot of that on the career side. And, you know, I have my own merch line. It's called the Tillman Unlimited Collection as well. And that's just a line about affirmations. It's an affirmation line, you know, so it gets 100% positivity, you know, things like that. So, you know, I do a lot of different things, you know, but yeah. So born and raised in New York. So, you know, you always hustle, you know, you always hustle, man. But for me now, I'm at a point in my life where I'm hustling, but it's about positivity. It's not about impact. I really don't care to do it, to be honest. So, yeah, man, that's just a little bit about me.
So you're a man with purpose and mission driven.
Absolutely.
You're just not out here just, what they call it, a wandering generality.
Yeah, no, man.
You out here making things happen with purpose, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so purpose driven.
Yeah, purpose means everything to me.
Leaving an impact. I mean, yeah, know, I like that.
Yeah, when I was younger, I was doing, you know, just things from, you know, money. I was in careers for money and, you know, things like that, you know, which is cool, you know what I mean? But I think now I'm at a point where it's like, I want to impact.
Trying to give back.
Yeah.
Paying it forward.
100%.
Pretty much working on your legacy.
That's it. Yeah, working on my legacy. You know, I think it's funny. When I was doing the show, when I first started doing the show, I was a bit annoyed because I wasn't getting the views that I really was, that I thought I should be getting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was talking to one of my friends, and this is why it's good to have a good village of people. And he was like, one day you're going to be gone. And he said, and everything that you've recorded, everything, all the shows, everything, he said, one day, he said, put it out there for the people. And he was just like, it's about the legacy. He said, if you could just change one person's life, you know, that's what matters. And I was like, you're right. You know, it was good. Reel me back in. You know what I'm saying?
Who'd you say tell you that? Who told you that?
No, one of my boys when I first started, one of my friends. I was just frustrated. I was like, man, I'm putting out some good stuff, man, with some good people, and I should be getting more, you know, more views. And you know, I was frustrated at first.
That's funny.
He was like, yo, man, like.
It's funny because I would have said the same thing to you.
And it's funny because you did say something like that on my podcast, but I didn't want to flip it to me. So I just kind of let that, you know, but yeah, you did say that on my podcast about it being about the legacy part of it. And so,
yeah, just
you know, I think at first we kind of just get wrapped up in like the views and like viewership at first. And then eventually it grew. Right. But, you know, at first I was a little bit irritated.
Yeah. I mean, well, you gotta be a disaster before you become a master. Mm. But you got to start.
Yeah.
Crawl before you walk.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the consistency and the great content that's going to. Because then, like all them beginning days when you started, like when people hear your episodes now, four seasons later, then they're going to go back. Well, let me see how you started. Then they go back and they're going to hear what you said back then. You know what I'm saying? So it's like building steps.
Yeah.
It's a process.
Yeah, people saw that back then. I looked different. I was in the middle of the pandemic.
Right. Oh yeah. Yeah. That,
what, like it was crazy.
Everything was crazy. Unknown. It was wild. I mean, I couldn't experience it like people that was put at home. I was an essential worker. So my life never stopped. Right. I actually got busier. So that's, it's like everybody took a pause for what? I don't know how long it lasts, about a year or so, a year and a half or something.
Yeah.
Everybody took a pause, but it's like the whole world stopped, but mine didn't.
Right.
So I didn't get to experience that part of the COVID extravaganza.
It was something to behold in New York. I tell you that.
Oh, yeah. New York was always on the news about all the crap they was doing. Did you know that over 92% of people in the United States are deficient in one or more vitamins or minerals? Unfortunately, the foods we eat just don't have enough of the vitamins and minerals our bodies need to maximize our immune systems, strengthen our organs, and help our bodies perform at their best. It's also the reason why so many people get sick. In fact, over 80% of patients who got COVID-19 were deficient in vitamin D, and up to 82% critically ill patients are deficient in vitamin C. The fact is, we need supplements. And now, for the first time ever, you can get the highest quality, most complete supplements on the market for prices that anyone can afford. With Live Good, you can afford to be healthy. Check out joinnatenow.com check out the 6-minute video. Leave a good name and email, and we'll get with you with more information. Have a great day.
Too many deaths in New York. The older folks, the older homes. Like, it feels sad.
One of my friends, Preezy, on the Listen Up, Listen In podcast, it happened to her mom. Mm. They asked me. I think they were just killing people. Anyway, that's another subject. That's one man's opinion. I'm sticking to it because that's what I believe. Huh? That's a whole other subject. But anyway, how you doing? We talking about T. Hill here. T. Teal.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, the show is about you. We try to figure out you. We ain't going to talk about them people. We're going to let God take care of them.
Yeah. Let go of that God.
Yeah. So what the podcast, you say 4 seasons in. What did you learn through that process of, you know, first of all, what made you start it? Did you tell us that?
I started that literally, like I said, me and my boy, we just went online and we just talked about our frustrations with George Floyd. That's the whole thing. And about what black men are experiencing in this country. And we just talked about our raw feelings about everything, about our lives, about everything, about the George Floyd thing. And it just kind of went from there. Like, it literally went from there. And once people started to DM me, like, hey, listen, man, we need that. We need that kind of talk from men, that raw talk. That's literally how it started. Okay. Like, 2 weeks later, I said, okay, so we on. And I just started to do the shows. I started the show on Instagram Live.
Okay.
And then at some point I said, well, let's do something with this, you know? And that's literally how the show started and haven't stopped, over the last 3 years, man, 4 seasons. And,
How often do you drop an episode?
Normally it's every Thursday.
Okay.
I drop an episode. And if I have an Instagram Live, it'll be Thursday and then I'll put it out that next day, Friday. But normally if I drop an episode that's pre-recorded, it'll be dropped on Thursdays.
Okay. Cool. So any, let me see, what else you learned from that process over the 4 seasons, you know?
I've learned a lot.
About people, about yourself.
Well, one, I've learned from people that, man, we are some resourceful, people. People are going through things that you couldn't even believe, that you couldn't even really wrap your mind around, that they survived. And you have a new respect. Sometimes I've learned to have just a new respect on life. Just hearing stories, you know, I had this one woman on my show. Her daughter had brain cancer. And she had to bury her child in that way. And she was giving, you know, of course, her story and her daughter's story, and they created a foundation, and it's just beautiful. But her process through, while her daughter was sick, things with the doctors and things with the hospitals and telling us what we should, you know, look out for if your child has cancer and your childhood cancer. Like, I was like, you know, I couldn't imagine what she had to go through every single day watching an innocent person, you know, like a child. And she was four years old, you know, like, and, you know, as she was going through that process, being sick and telling the story, and, you know, you just can't imagine. So when you hear stuff like that, it kind of puts things in high perspective.
Yeah.
In your own life.
Like, yeah, I thought I had problems.
Yeah. Yeah. You think you had problems.
Yeah, let me stop whining about this little thing. This little finger cut.
And to see how brave, you know, to be able to tell the story, you know, even if it happens, people a lot of times don't want to tell the story. But for her to want to come on and tell the story and to be a light for other people who may be going through it.
That's probably therapeutic for her, too.
But yeah, but just stories like that. And then you realize just how smart our people are, too. In which we always knew, brilliant, our people, man. But just, you know, people sharing their expertise, you know, in entrepreneurship and the corporate world, people sharing their stories with mental health. My show is really big on mental health, especially for us men, but for everybody, you know, you know, and people sharing their stories about, you know, being sexually assaulted, both men and women.
Oh, yeah.
Molested at young ages.
Yep.
And people being open and vulnerable, and also how they're turning, how they turn that around into now they're helping people, their counselors, their therapists, their, you know, it's, man, you know, and so to highlight, you know, it's to highlight those individuals, but it's also to teach people, is to show people, that yes, things have happened, you know, but man, you can turn your life around too. Not, you know, and best practices, you know, what did they do? You know, and it may not be for everybody, but you know, it's just sometimes could be a guide, you know, and I think that's what the beautiful part about the show is, you know, it's not just geared towards relationships or just one thing. It's geared to everything that we're going through in life. You know, and to me, that's why the show is so important to me.
That's funny. My tagline to my show is where we talk about life because it happens to everyone.
Everyone.
That's my tagline. That's what people ask me, what's your show about? I say life.
Yeah.
Everyday people.
Yeah. Yep. I think everybody, you know, I think a lot of focuses is relationship podcasts and things like that. And I mean, I get it, you know, relationships are great, you know, but like there's so much more to life that's going on in this world that, you know, we need resources, you know, and I have people on the show that talk about financial literacy, you know, in depth, you know, and they look like us, you know, they look like me and you, right? And things like that. I've had doctors on my show that look like me and you, right? that talk about different things.
Hold on, T. For the people that can't see us, we're brown people.
Yes, sir.
They're like, look like, yo, what do you guys look like? We're all over the world, so it's like, we are black men. Black. Yes, well, you know, we're not black, but we're brown men.
Yes, sir. You're right.
Yeah, because we're not a video show, so that's why I had to clarify that.
Videos and audio.
Somebody over there scratching their head in a different country or a different state, like people. What do they mean? People like look like us?
Yes, black.
Yeah, just to clarify that, we two brothers from different mothers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Two positive black men in America, folks.
Yeah, man. You know, so.
Yeah, so I like, yeah. We probably on the same, wavelength, man. Just trying to be what's good about us to be a different, I guess, a different perspective of black men in America. You know, and because, you know, we're the leaders of the tribes, man. So. People listening to us and watching us, and then as we stand on our foundations and, you know, put that out there in the environment, you know, real respect's real.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? So
100%.
We all ain't out there just destroying the world and our culture. Some of us are still standing on foundation of righteousness and, you know, what's right for mankind, really. Yeah, so I like to highlight that, you know, we don't get enough love and spotlight. So yeah, these shows are good, and I'm glad you stepped up to the plate and found your calling.
Sure.
I got this one song I wrote. It's called My Dash. And it's one of those songs where it's like on the tombstone, right? You got your when you was born and when you died, right? Those two don't mean nothing, right? It's the dash in between them two dates. That's your life. What did you do with that dash?
That's
a deep song.
That's a
fact. Yeah, that's one of them songs where it's like, whoa, I'm sitting out here just wasting my life with all this crap. I need to be like putting down some legacy and some good stuff because I'm just passing through for this little minute. So make that dash count. Yeah. Mm.
That's dope. That's powerful. Yeah. I look forward to listening to that one.
Oh yeah, I got some classic gems on some songs, man. All right. And the world needs to know about it.
I'm looking forward to hearing it.
They need to look up Nate Smooth and Nate Smooth Media on YouTube and go through some of the videos and just Google Nate Smooth, SMOOV. Check out some of them songs. If you like it, go ahead on and purchase it because I need to feed my family. But if you don't purchase it, stream it. But at least hear it and share it. Yeah, I'm not gonna starve because you don't buy it, but you know, if you appreciate the work, go ahead on, drop a couple of dimes on there. You know, we businessmen, you know, we
support that.
We entrepreneurs. We're not asking for handouts. We, you know, we create stuff, products or services, and you know, we appreciate the patriotism or whatever you call it. Patron. We appreciate the support, in other words. Yep.
Absolutely.
So Terrence, you said you had what was it, a clothing line? What was it?
Yeah.
What was the merch line? What's the name of the store again?
It's called the Tillman Unlimited Collection. It's really just an affirmation line, you know, shirts, hoodies, snapbacks.
What could they find that at?
So they can find that at TTailInspires.com/shop. You know, it'll be right there. The collection is right there. It's on IG at the Tillman Unlimited Collection. It's there.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, lots of good stuff, good messaging, positive messaging on the apparel, the snapbacks, you know, things like that. So definitely go check it out. You know, and after you download Nate Smooth's song, you can head over, you know, to my site, you know, maybe cop a t-shirt too. You know
what I mean? Get your life together. get your minds right.
Yeah, absolutely.
But look, you on Facebook too?
Yeah, I'm at Facebook. The Facebook is Conversations of the Heart, which is the name of the podcast. You know, we have clips there, you know, dialogue there, videos there, reaction videos of things that I see there that's all positive. Conversations of the Heart. That's where you can find me on Facebook. I'm on Instagram as well at @TTailInspires, @T_Till_Inspires. I'm on Twitter at @TTailInspires too. TikTok too. Yeah, I'm out there.
Yeah, that sounds like a good brand. @TTailInspires. That sounds like somebody need to go over there and get inspired. Yeah, if you're feeling a little low, check out @TTailInspires.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, show the brother some love. He's going to show you some love back.
Oh, 100%. 100%. We always show love.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, man. Just uplifting one another. Not the envy, the jealousy, and all that hatred and crabs in the bucket mentality. Man, be happy for your brothers and sisters that's working hard and that's climbing the ladder of success and just putting good vibes out there. You know, don't knock one another. Support.
Absolutely.
Even if you don't purchase nothing, share. You know what I'm saying? Share.
Share is free.
Leave some words of encouragement. Be inspired. You know, help out whatever way you can. Tell a friend.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't be a frenemy. Just tell a friend.
Yep.
But T-Till, this is the part of the show where I have my guests leave some positive life nuggets to help inspire the world. What you got?
So when it comes to positivity, you know, definitely the one thing I will say is acknowledge your feelings. You know, I think a lot of us, we try to outwork our feelings. We try to sex it away, drink it away, drug it away, you know, to hide pain. We all going through something in life, you know, but the one thing that we definitely got to do is address our feelings. Don't be afraid to get help. You know, don't be afraid to get therapy. Don't be afraid to pray about things. You know, definitely you can pray and you can get therapy, you know, but acknowledge what you're going through. Feel what you're going through. The hurt is always going to be there. And if you don't acknowledge it now, it's going to show up in some way, shape, or form. You know, don't keep stuff inside that causes physical ailments, causes sickness, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes, you know, it's heart attacks, you know, a lot of different things that plague, you know, us, you know, especially men, you know, men double the suicide rate, right? Than women. So, you know, definitely just take care of yourself, you know, in a positive way, in a healthy way. Seek help if you need it. You know, forget the stigmas. You know, don't be ashamed. Throw out the ego. You know, just do everything that you can to get back on track in a healthy way. You know, those other vices that you use to numb the pain, that's just temporary, man. You know, so you can't outrun, you can't outwork grief. It's not going to happen. You know, it hurts the pain. Address it. and move forward, man. You know, that's really just my piece of advice. Talk to somebody. We all we got.
Okay, that's a mic drop, but don't break my mic, okay? That's good, brother. Somebody need to hear that. Somewhere in the world, somebody need to hear that. Hang in there, people. Love on yourself. And just take care of yourself mentally, spiritually, physically. Take care of yourself. Take care of self. Self-love, self-care, you know, and just be good to yourself and be good to others.
100%.
Yeah. So, Mr. Terrence Tillman, we want to thank you for coming on the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast and sharing your wisdom and insight and your information where they can find you and all that good stuff. And we want to appreciate you and thank you once again.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. Thank you for having me. Appreciate this, man. Thank you. Keep doing your thing also, man.
Right on.
Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy T-Till, and you're listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. Be sure to check me out on all audio podcast platforms, Conversations of the Heart, as well as YouTube, Conversations of the Heart. And you can also find me on Instagram at T_Till_inspires. Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.